Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. This is episode 142 for the Dog Days of Podcasting, 2018. And tonight, I'm going to take a little break from an introspective on myself, but talk about a story that I think is pretty cool that I saw come through my feeds that, you know, gives me a sense of optimism in people. And, you know, from time to time, we need to see these kind of stories because we always have a bombardment of stories coming in about bad things or happening to people or even politics. That's which is bad enough, or just have anything bad happening. We're a barrage of bad news. So this is a better story that I thought I would share to kind of lighten your spirits a little bit and maybe jerk a tear out of your eye. So this teen was going to auction off a pig, and he was going to the local auction to do this. And it wasn't for just any reason. It was to take the proceeds and put it towards fighting cancer. And the type of cancer was for a neuroblastoma. And it was going to go to the Beat NB nonprofit foundation. And it was to benefit, or I guess to help out, find a cure. But the reason he was doing this is for his teacher. Her niece has neuroblastoma. So what was really cool about this whole story was, and I'll tell you what, let me just read a little bit of it for you. So a 15-year-old from Evansville, Wisconsin, said he was not really that social, but especially disliked standing in front of large groups. The auction room at the Rock City 4-H fair late last month looked like something straight out of one of his nightmares. Dozens of people packed in rows of chairs, all staring at him. Klintzman, his name is Waylon Klintzman. Sorry, I missed that line at the beginning. Klintzman took a deep breath and thought about why he came. He was there to sell his pig, Rue. Appropriately named, I believe. He was there to donate the proceeds to Beat NB, a nonprofit organization to cure neuroblastoma, the most common form of cancer that afflicts children. He was there for his favorite teacher, Kim Katzenmeyer, whose niece was diagnosed with the disease a few days before her fourth birthday. Besides, it would be over soon. He had all to sell the pig but once, right? Wrong. And I am quoting verbatim from the article here. Over the next hour, three different bidders in a row bought the pig and donated it back to Klintzman, who ultimately raised more than $10,000 for the fight against cancer. I didn't see that happening, Klintzman said in an interview with the Washington Post last week. Usually they just sell it once, exclamation point. So my dream got bigger and bigger every time they said, give it back, and I was very proud. Klintzman and Rue's journey to the auction block began a few days ago when Katzenmeyer announced in May that she would soon stop teaching at the Evansville High School. Katzenmeyer loved her job and her pupils. She says she was there. She said there was only one thing that could persuade her to leave her second family at Evansville, and that was her family. Katzenmeyer's mother and her niece, Harlow Phillips, were diagnosed with different forms of cancer about 2 years apart. So Katzenmeyer realized the true calling after Phillips' diagnosis. She had spent the rest of her life fighting the disease. She decided to join the Beat NB full-time as a fundraiser, taking a significant pay cut in the process. She says, I took a risk on a wing and a prayer. The decision was probably the hardest decision I've ever had to make. Some of the kids were pretty upset. I was emotional about it, but I felt it was something I had to do. And he goes on to talk about her journey and to going and help, and then talking about the money that was raised, and she was very hopeful about that and thought it was very sweet. And I think it's really cool to hear these kind of stories and hear that, you know, other people helping other people out. Because if we don't have that, then there is no hope in the future, but it's these kind of things where people reach out and trying to do the right thing without asking anything in return. I think the world is a better place for it. See you next time.
I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google Plus, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE. Thank you, and until next time.